On the third Sunday of Advent, we sometimes call it Gaudete Sunday because Gaudete is the Latin word for rejoice. And certainly rejoicing, joy, is part of being a Christian, of Christian's life. And today, as Advent begins to draw to a close and Christmas approaches, just one more week, we should ask ourselves, who and what are we rejoicing in? Now, our first reading from Isaiah says, I rejoice heartily in the Lord, in my God is the joy of my soul. And so that's pretty obvious. It is God who is the source of our joy. Not things, not achievements, not comfort, but our relationship with God. That is the true source of true joy, our relationship with God. And this is why, as disciples of Christ, who live a stewardship way of life, we can share so freely of our time and our talent and our material possessions, because ultimately, we're not attached to them, to those things. We recognize them as good gifts from the Lord, but we're attached to the giver of the gifts, not the gifts themselves. And you know, when we think of it in those terms, because that is the reality of the situation, this brings us great freedom and joy to our lives, to realize that God is really in control of everything. And this freedom in the Lord is also the reason we can do as St. Paul instructs us in his letter to the Thessalonians in the second reading today. He tells them to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God. And so we realize that no matter what the ups and downs of life bring us, our life is not our own. It's a gift from the Lord. And we can rest in confidence that He will take care of us. And so when God Himself is the source of our joy, it can't be taken away from us. And so there's still time this Advent season, just 1 week left. It's, you know, as short as can be with just three weeks of Advent we're really having this year, with the fourth Sunday of Advent falling next Sunday, and then Christmas is the next day. But anyways, there's still time to clear away the clutter in our lives that take our focus away from the Lord. And we can strive to detach from any of these things, to be detached from them, that is, so that we can be truly free and rejoice in God on Christmas Day.